A 29-year-old man is in a serious condition in the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital after two vehicles collided head-on along the Bruce Highway at Curra overnight. The crash happened at about 10 p.m. near Harvey Siding Road and closed the Bruce Highway for more than 4 hours. The man had to be cut from the wreckage of his Toyota four-wheel drive, while the 28-year-old male driver of the second vehicle, a Jeep, is stable. The Forensic Crash Unit is investigating. There's been a major breakthrough in the treatment of ovarian cancer. Queensland researchers have found a way of targeting specific cells that were otherwise unresponsive to treatment. On average, 39 women on the Sunshine Coast are diagnosed with ovarian cancer each year, and it has a 5-year survival rate of 49%. A UniSC researcher has developed a new app in a bid to better understand the factors that are putting motorcyclists at risk on our roads. Lead investigator Professor Paul Salmon says the MotoSafe app was developed in response to the rising rate of fatalities and hospitalisations of motorcyclists over the past decade.
We know that motorcyclists typically represent around 20% of all road fatalities, and we basically want to get more data to understand what's causing them.
That audio on 7. He says the new app allows motorcyclists to easily log when and where a crash or near miss occurs and the factors that contributed to the incident. Those behind the app hope it can lead to a reduction in motorcycle incidents and resulting road trauma. And Sea Life Sunshine Coast is busy preparing for the Easter school holidays, with staff excited to welcome a familiar face back to the aquarium. Australian sea lion April will be back participating in daily seal presentations after spending the past 18 months at Taronga Zoo as part of a breeding program aimed at conserving local populations.